Of all major U.S. religious groups, members of the Jehovah's Witnesses have the lowest rate of formal education. That according to a Pew study. And as Luke Vanderplug reports, that can have a real impact on people who choose to leave the religion.
Cracked leather couches and pictures from mission trips line the walls of a borrowed room at a church in Long Beach, California.
My name is Dean. I was baptized in 93, left in 95.
Becky Alvarez. I left in 94.
My name is Dave Hampton. I'm married to an ex-witness, which is always fun.
This is a meeting of the ex-Jehovah's Witnesses of Los Angeles, a support group that gets together once a month. Today it's about 12 people strong. Zachary Linderer left the Witnesses about 5 months ago. He's new to the meetings.
Actually, this one today was my first time.
How did you feel about it?
It was a little funny, a little uncomfortable, but I don't know. I still relate to them very strongly because of my background, so it's kind of a mixed feelings.
A main function of the support group is talking about that shared background. This week, the topic of discussion is how witnesses treat higher education. It's something that's played a major role in Zachary's life.
I wanted to be a physicist or an oceanographer or something having to do with the sciences, but it was very clear that I wasn't going to be able to do that.
Zachary's dad had heard stories about college.
He told me that he knew people who were into science, and it drug them right out of the truth.
There was some secret, dangerous piece of knowledge that universities taught.
I didn't know what that was, but it was just like a boogeyman. It's just there, and it's going to get you, and if you do it, it's going to ruin you.
I have long said, the better the university, the greater the danger.
That's Anthony Morris III, a member of the governing body of Jehovah's Witnesses. Witness leadership declined to speak to NPR for this story. This is Morris in an online video.
One brother likened his experience in a university setting to being in a house that is on fire. Spiritually speaking, he said, even if you escape alive, your clothes still smell like smoke. It has an effect on you.
Corrupting influence is just one of the reasons witnesses frown on higher education. They also believe the end of the world is imminent, and time in college would be better spent going door to door, winning converts. Zachary Linderer's family discouraged education so strongly that he never even finished high school. He did end up going back to get his GED and becoming an electrician, but he says that longing to study science never left him.
I think I had that feeling, that sense at 17 years old or so, that was like, that's what I wanted to be, that's what I needed to be. And there's been this hole ever since then.
That's a sentiment I heard from nearly all of the 100-plus ex-witnesses I talked to, that feeling of being robbed of something. It's not unheard of for witnesses to graduate college, but it's very unlikely. Pew Research shows that only 9% of Jehovah's Witnesses get a bachelor's degree. That's well below the national average and the lowest of any faith group. The same study also shows that witnesses have some of the lowest income of any major religion. Amber McGee falls in that category. She grew up a witness in rural Texas. Her parents pulled her and her siblings out of school at a young age.
My mom herself, who was supposed to be our homeschool teacher, was not capable of doing it emotionally, mentally.
Amber's mother never finished high school.
She had 3 young children. She was by herself, very far from family and even just grocery stores and that sort of thing.
Eventually, Amber's mother gave up teaching them. The girls had to do it themselves using workbooks.
I would do all of the multiple choice and true and false, and they would write all the essays for all the subjects. So it was really bad. I literally barely graduated.
That's made life difficult for Amber. She's 34 years old, and the most she's made in a year is about $14,000. Amber and her husband left the Witnesses a year ago. They're doing better now financially, but it's still far from what Amber had hoped for her life.
I was taught very, very young to stop dreaming, to not have dreams, that you'll never ever be a famous person or a doctor or a nurse. It's not possible. So now, as an adult, I'm learning to start dreaming again.
If not for her own future, then definitely for the futures of her kids. For NPR News, I'm Luke Vanderplug in Los Angeles.